Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, absolutely brutal. And I mean capital B brutal sports weekend. Now, the Eagles are still in damn good shape. Phillies is getting scary, obviously, as their season could be over the middle of this week. Phil's back at it tonight. We don't know if they're going to have Harrison Bader or not. Now, before we get to audio of Rob Thompson talking about that, I want to tell you, coming up a little under 3 hours, we're going to have Time's Yours. And you can get the calls into the Times Yours line to react to both teams losing this weekend. Times Yours, 215-238-4500. Get it off your chest. If you can't wait on the phone lines, just dial Times Yours real quick and let us know what you think. 215-238-4500. I know this. Bader's important for tonight. I mean, consider this reality. You're going up against a tough lefty. All right? You're already going to be playing Castellanos. You don't want to play Kepler.
It'll be Marsh probably in center.
Yeah, you're going to start Marsh. For sure you're going to start Marsh, but like who else?
Well, I think it'd probably be Wes Wilson or Kemp and Castellanos, you know?
I agree.
Which is, you know,
not great.
In a must-win essentially game.
Not great. All right, with that said, let's listen to Rob Thompson, then the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Here's Topper the other day. This was yesterday. That's important to know. This is not Saturday after the game. This is yesterday. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday, an update on Harrison Bader.
No major tear or strain. He's going to come in this afternoon and get some treatment, and we'll know more tomorrow.
He sounded really confident, I guess, last night that he would be able to come back.
Yeah, I think, and again, we'll know more tomorrow, but I think after the game they stretched him out. They got him moving around a little bit, and I think he felt a lot better after that, so. We'll know whether he's available to start or at least to pinch hit. We'll know more tomorrow.
All right, that's Rob Thompson on Bader. Well, tomorrow's today, and obviously we're all hoping Bader can be in that lineup. For more on this and the Landon Dickerson situation, let's talk to Dr. Ryan Schreider. He's an orthopedic surgeon at Temple Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at Temple's hospital, Main and Temple Jeans Hospital. Specializes in all sorts of stuff, including injuries and overuse, sports-related concussions, management, and more. Dr. Schreider's with us right now. Doc, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So when you hear Rob Thompson say what he said right there, obviously it's a groin situation, but not a major one. What would be your expectation of whether Bader would play tonight?
Yeah, I think Topper took the segment. You know, he nailed it, but very ambiguously, though. In my opinion, though, that was a really positive sign if there were no significant tears. I think the big thing is just, you know, Bader's one of the fast twitch guys. So getting those balls in the gap, that's going to be the tough one. I don't think hitting is going to be an issue. Maybe stretching that double to a triple, that may be a tough one, but, it looked like a good sign for him and for that injury, but those can be pretty significant. So it's good that that seemed to be the outcome, or at least that's what he's saying. I'm not there, but we're not there. But I mean, he's given us a lot of faith
Sounds right to now. Me, Doc, like him being confident is a big deal. Like Bader being confident means a lot, you know, but he's the athlete. He knows how it feels.
Right.
Now later after they've examined it, he knows that there's no major, tear there or strain. Is this something you, in the sport that I played, this is something that they got aggressive with and where they would inject this sort of thing to allow guys to play? Is baseball a sport that because it's game and you get a game off and then you get a game the next day, you can't do that sort of aggressive medicine?
No, I think you can do it. I mean, the whole point of injections is trying to control or accelerate the inflammation process. The whole point is to try to decrease that inflammation, to increase the healing, to get them back. I mean, football and baseball are definitely different sports in kind of the amount of time you're playing, the type of kind of impact and collision that you're choosing. But I mean, I go back to that center field. It's, you know, he's known for that crab walk thing, you know, right? And so he may not be doing that as much, but
that's interesting.
Like, well, I think it's style points. But,
no, it really is interesting to think about that. He is using the groin in a very, you know, distinct way when he's doing the crab walk.
Yeah.
That's all groin.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, Doc.
No, yeah, I mean, those are your core muscles, and you're firing those constantly. Now, in football, yes, like coming out, like a three-point stance and going up, like you're firing it. Like going from a catch up the field, you're firing that core. Those are those are your starter muscles. Mm-hmm. And for a center fielder, I mean, those are big.
Yeah, and it could be the difference, to your point, that tremendous catch he had the other day. Maybe that's one he would not get to tonight if he plays. All right, let's talk about Landon Dickerson. Man, he's been playing through a lot. He gets yet another injury. Ankle gets rolled up on. Does this look to you like a high ankle sprain? He was really limping considerably leaving the field. Does it look high ankle sprain to you? And if so, is that a, you know, 2 to 4 week injury?
Yeah, those are tough to say because, you know, when I've examined these high ankle sprains or ankle sprains, you're right. The high ankle sprain, it looks really bad, and then you examine it, and you're like, hey, it's not that. It looks pretty good. You're sure it still hurts. And then the classic ankle sprain, the kind of lateral or outside part of your ankle swells up sometimes right away. Those are the ones that get bruised and people are sending pictures and being like, this looks gross. And I'm like, well, you know, it looks pretty good. Like, I think it's a lateral ankle sprain. The high ankle sprains are more subtle. They have more
There's
pain,
not as much swelling, right?
Exactly.
There's not as much bleeding. There's not as much swelling. So there's not the discoloration. But the reason for that is because that syndesmotic membrane that tore, it doesn't have the same blood flow that your other stuff has. So it can't heal as fast as everything else can.
Exactly. You nailed it. And that's what makes the injury last a little longer. Now, I don't know Landon, you know, and seeing his, you know, his exam, but I mean, he's a pretty tough kid. I think he can push through it. It's going to be a matter of how long do you immobilize it and get him back on the field? How long do you wait to push it? And it's just controlling that inflammation process without trying to injure that recovery process. That's the balance that I think a lot of the medical staff on the Eagles are going to be playing with. And they've proven to be really good with it.
Yep, for sure. For more information, by the way, with Dr. Schreider here, and to get under his tremendous care, get yourself to templehealth.org. Once again, that is templehealth.org. Well, these are two very important players, Landon Dickerson and Harrison Bader. We'll see what the future holds. Doc, we appreciate you joining us today. Obviously, go Phils, go Eagles, go Birds, enjoy the game tonight, my man. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
All right, you got it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.